Right, welcome back to the podcast, everyone, the Wellbeing Writer Podcast. This is Luchadel. I'm so freaking happy to have you guys back here. Yes, we have another podcast, and yes, this is the first podcast episode in 2019. Happy freaking New Year. I know it's too late, but thank you for stopping by and spending time with me. So, it's very sad that there's not a lot of podcasts out there that talk about blogging and really nail what blogging should be about. This episode is going to be about two new inventions I kind of came up with in my head that could possibly drive so much traffic and so much sales to your blog at the same time. I'm just going to go straight into it. There's two types, the audio blog and the private writing. The audio blog is where you basically put out a blog post, okay? You have a blog post out there, but you make it into an audiobook almost, but an audio blog. So you can start your own podcast, and every blog post, you give it a podcast form. And this is so powerful because people these days, they don't have time to watch a video or listen to a podcast or do all this crap. They just are on the go. And if you're willing to give them freaking value on the go and they're getting value through just you talking, that's incredible. And that's another thing that also people get a sense of who you are, your vibe, your energy, because in a blog post, you can make people feel an energy with you, but you have to over-exaggerate. When you're writing compared to a video or a podcast, you have to over-exaggerate things because you want people to get a full sense of who you are. And you legit have to make something digitally come up off the screen and they're talking in front of you. Like, people have to imagine that in their head. And that's hard. That's really hard when you're a writer. But the audio blog will definitely kind of, you know, help with that if you're not that kind of writer who's not best at helping people imagine things. But that's another source of traffic to your blog. People can listen to your audio blog. And then they're going to get value from that. And then they'll come back to your blog and be like, okay, whenever I have time, I can read the blog post. But of course, don't just, you know, read like, welcome to the blog post. You know, give it energy. Like, make it seem like you're actually talking in front of someone at a lunch meet. Because like I said in my most content, people, like, relatable writers are the future. People that tell their stories, tell their story times, talk about what they're going through, and just look acting like you're at a lunch meet, hanging out with your friends. People want that nowadays. They don't just want a stuck-up textbook fake who knows everything. You want to be relatable. You want to build relationships, and people want to get to know who you are. And that's why storytelling is so powerful, because you can stand out of every blogger in the whole industry because of who you are and your stories. No one can take away what you've been through, who you are. No one can take that away from you. That's incredible. So please invest in those story times and giving value at the same time. I'm so sorry. It's that simple. You are the only person that can differentiate yourself from your competition in your niche. And you can legit, like I did on Anchor, put a podcast on Anchor on your niche about a blog post. And Anchor has a built-in distribution feature where they distribute your podcast to other sites. That's so much traffic coming in. Yes, I am doing the podcast, and I do have a YouTube. I do have social media. And it's just, they funnel into each other. You know, when you guys listen to my podcast, you're probably going to go check out my YouTube, Luchadel. You're probably going to come check my social media. And the people coming from the YouTube and the social media are going to come to my podcast. So it's a funnel. It keeps funneling in, and they just help each other out. It's honestly amazing. You need to put yourself out on other places. And if you want to take it the next level, you can do Instagram. You can do Twitter. Instagram can be your mini blog. Twitter can basically be trailers of your blog posts or your audio blogs, and just put the link out there, and it's just a little trailer, and people can go click the link to go to the deal. And then the YouTube can kind of be behind the scenes of what you do. You can even put your YouTube on your blog posts. Like, the possibilities are endless. Okay, next is the private writing. I'm gonna give you a break. I talk fast. I know I'm on the go. I just did my homework. The reason why I'm so on top of things is because of the bullet journaling. Oh God. If you guys want like some video about like how I plan my life, journaling is the bomb. But yes, the private writing. This is how you're gonna get sales. So you got the audio blog, you got your podcast. It's basically a podcast for your blog post. The private writing is basically, you know, coaching, but for writing. So if someone can DM you or email you or privately talk to you, and they can ask you a big set of questions that they need, and then you give them a blog post about it, that's incredible. People are going to get full on one-on-one time with you, one-on-one thing, one-on-one value with you, and they pay you. And of course, this is one-on-one. This requires your lot of energy. You have to be there one-on-one, so you have to charge more. Of course, the scalable content will be the ebooks and, you know, the courses and all of that. But one-on-one, if you feel like you want extra income, get into the one-on-one private writing. You know, people can say, I do private writings. If you want a certain blog post written, very specific, very detailed on what you want answered, I got you. They pay you. That's incredible. One-on-one coaching. You can start a Patreon for that. You can start a just any form of coaching. You can even do Discord. You know, people can talk to you on Discord and say, you guys can kind of do like a one-on-one coaching session, almost talk to each other. And then you say, okay, I got the questions you asked. We got a nice talking. I'm going to give you your blog post in a few days. I'm going to look through the questions we talked about and make sure your blog post is sent to you. You got your value in there. That's incredible. So you have your audio blog, which is traffic being sent to your main site, whether it's your Medium, your blog post. Also, I want to talk about, if you are solely focusing on WordPress.org or Medium or, you know, Blogger as your only source of traffic, you are making a mistake. You need to put yourself on as many blogging platforms as you actually can. And I'm going to make sure I link my link tree to this podcast show notes so that you can see all the sites that I've been shown. Like there's a link tree I made, and it's all the blogging platforms that I recommend you should be on. You should be on Tumblr, you should be on Medium, you should be, because the thing about Medium and all these places, they have a built-in audience. That means people are already on the site. The thing about blogs, it doesn't have a built-in audience because you made that YouTube. I mean, you made that site yourself, so people are gonna have to actually actively come in. But the Medium, all you need to do is just put a blog post out there and either hope people are searching for you or just promote your blog posts in other sites. So make sure you're on as many platforms as you can. Please don't just be on WordPress.org. That's the biggest mistake I see bloggers do. Well, I don't see it, but it's the big mistake I see a lot of blogger YouTubers, people talking about, just stay on WordPress.org. Please be on other places. Stay on Medium, be on Blogger, be on Tumblr. As many platforms that you think you can go on. Don't even care if it's a sucky platform. Just be on as many platforms as you can. And maybe you could just do glue and paste of your blog post to other places, but make them a little different. Give them a different taste on each one so people aren't just, you know, getting the same thing for each thing. Don't do copies and paste, but at the same time, you know, it's okay to make them kind of similar. So please put yourself on as many blog platforms as possible. I cannot stop stressing this. This will definitely help you reach more people, impact more people, and just save you more time, because people are going to be searching for you a whole lot easier. And the private writing is just a lot of income coming at your doorstep. You have that that active income coming. Well, not active, but active is the ebook, because people are constantly paying. But you have that inactive income, kind of, because you actually have to go out there and do a coaching session, private writing, and get that income in. And I came up with these things. If you want to know the story behind how I came up with them, I was just watching a bunch of YouTubers that do what I do, and I felt like they were just really, really off. Like, I felt like they were just talking about the basics and talking about what we already know. Like, you guys want to know, how can I get true traffic? How can I develop a true fan base of followers that love me? You know, like I said in my previous, how to make blogging a full-time, you have to develop true fans. You have to be serving people. You have to be helping people and providing them what they want. And that's value, and that's education, that's impacting their lives. People come to your blog posts for value because their time is finite. People have lives that they tend to. So you have to serve that time well. And with that time, you're going to get true fans. And like I said, true fans pay your freaking bills because they legit will cut their arm off to see you. Super fans is what you need to be working on within the next few months, 36 months of blogging and online writing and writing articles online. That's it. That's all you need to focus on. Like, just keep blogging at least until at least you have at least 100 true fans. Once you have 100 true fans, that's when you can quit your job. You can even drop out of school if you wanted to. I'm not telling you to drop out. You can still do college or high school if that's your plan. But if you have 100 true fans, that's... And if they all paid you $10, I'm bad at math, that's like $10,000 maybe a year. If you have 1,000 true fans, they pay you $10 or $100, something like that. You get $100,000 a year. So what I'm trying to say here is it's not that hard. It's all about the retainment. How many people can you keep in? People always want to be like, I want to grow. But you need to think about, how can I keep people in? And there's a lot of like businesses and brands that look at that. They're going to look at the weird stuff. They're going to want to look at, this person's retaining like 1,000 people in their blog posts and they aren't leaving, they're staying, they're reading, and they're getting some good stuff in. It's not about the growth, because you can easily buy followers, you can buy fans, you know. How can you keep people in? Because no matter how many people you retain, doesn't matter how many people you lose, you're going to keep those people no matter what. And those people are going to be your diehard fans. They're gonna read your blog posts. They're gonna go to your audio blog. Like, no matter what you're promoting, they're gonna go to it. And if you tell them to swipe up to see my Amazon link, they're gonna do it, cause they're your true fans. You help them. You help impact them. But yes, that's what the first few months you need to focus on. The true fans, giving free crap, providing, get that audio blog in. Every blog post, get an audio blog. For example, if I were to make a blog post right now, I would do an audio blog. If I were to make an ebook, come on, if you even did an ebook, make an audiobook for that as well. That's more traffic to your site. There's so many possibilities. You just have to think creatively. You have to think outside the box. I came up with these methods like on the fly. Like, you know how you're in the shower and you're like, oh, I just came up with an idea. It's incredible. It's incredible. You come up with an idea, you think about a problem. If you really want to get a good blog post out there, you need to think about a problem that people are going through. People always want to think about solution, but you have to think about problems, because said by, I don't remember his name, but I'm so dumb, he invented Apple. If you know how to solve a really good problem, you will always have the right solution. I don't remember his name, but I'm not thinking straight, but yes. So think about a problem and then think about possible solutions, a list of possible solutions. I think that's how it goes, or like possible ways you can solve it. And then think about the solution and how does the solution connect to the problem. And of course, be ready to tell a story. People can easily spit out a blog post and call it that and I'm done, kudos, kiki, we did it, you know. You have to get a blog post out there and tell your life, tell your past, be relatable, build friendships, build relationships, be real, be authentic, be vulnerable, you know, be authentic, all that. You have to be real to people. People want to see that realness. They want to see that rawness from you. So tell your past. People are going to relate to you. They're going to connect with you and they're going to open up and trust you more, because you have social proof, you have something to talk about because you've been through it. People are like, wow, I can't believe they've been through this, but they're like killing it. I can do it too. It's not about just helping, it's about inspiring and motivating. So, and then after you think about all of that, take a break, because I think the number one reason people say, oh god, like I could have done this blog post so much better if I added that or this. Make sure you please take a break. Take a break, come back to your planning and see, you see it differently. You just wake up and you just see it differently. And then you can see like, oh, I could have done this. I'm so glad I took a break because I could have edited that, I could have edited this. And I'm probably rambling, but you can sell, like, I want to make sure this podcast is really something valuable. I'm just not talking about the audio blog and the private writing. I really want you guys to put out your blog posts out there and be ready to just go out there and crush it. Don't act like you're perfect. It's okay if you suck in your first few blog posts. You know, embrace the journey, embrace the failures. It's okay to suck. It's okay to freaking suck. It's fine. You know, I just started this content. Goodness, that was crazy. It just cut out on me. My freaking iMovie is like not being a friend with me. My storage is killing me. I'm doing this on a phone. Okay. Like I said, I just started this content creation thing. And I'm going to show my journey. I'm going to show my past. I'm going to share my story more because one of my favorite content creators have told me how the biggest brands, bloggers, entrepreneurs, it doesn't matter. The biggest public figures started from square one. Like, if you think about it, look at your biggest exemplar, kind of piece together, like, lower and lower and lower. You start to realize they were in the exact same dilemma as you are right now. And the more you fail, you win. So you fail more, you win more. So don't be afraid to suck. Don't be afraid to fail. Because people will be inspired by your losses. They will be inspired by your failures, your vulnerabilities, your negatives. And it's just, it's crazy how people don't think about, like, you know, people think vulnerability is such a negative connotation. People think that, you know, not being afraid to fail is a negative connotation. You know, people saying, like, being afraid to be perfect, I mean, wanting to be perfect, is a negative connotation. But this is stuff that we deal with, and this is stuff that we have to be ready to be. And I have had my fair share of struggling, you know, backstabbing, bullying, depression, anxiety, suicide, thoughts of suicide. I've had my biggest exemplar tell me I would never make it in the medical field because of my race and dark skin color, and I'll be checked by the FBI. That sounds really long, but that's what he said. He didn't say it to my face, though. He said it to my classmates, and my classmates told me what happened, and I just got into a complete shutdown, and I thought life was over from that point, but I found content, and content that I could have never even dreamed of. Like, it helped me just through the hardest times of my life, and I want to, like, show that. I've written more than I spoke sometimes. Like, writing was my song. It was my heartbeat. And I did nothing but write for almost my whole life. And I want to kind of vocalize that in my content and talk about how blogging is one of the best forms of content creation. It's just the blogging space is so passionate. Like, most out of all of the other places, like YouTubers, podcasters, I feel like bloggers are the most passionate. They actually give a freak. They actually care. They actually want to impact people. They actually want to grow. And I think it's because our community is so minuscule and it's so small, which I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that because that means we're more passionate. And that's why the YouTuber community, a lot of them don't give a freak about their audience because there's so many of them. And it's all about follow for follow or sub for sub. It's about supporting real people and supporting people's goals and collaborating. And that's why I believe in, when you have other bloggers within your niche, don't compete with them, collaborate with them. You guys could help each other's communities because there can be five writers in a room who all have these same things that they've been through. And they're all different because of their stories and what they've been through. People are going to vibe with the one that has the coolest story. And I feel like the more I know, the more that's held me back from doing content. Because when you know so much, it can actually hold you back because you're like, what if I do this wrong? What if I don't say this? What if I don't hit home on this? Like, perfection is a killer. And I am very perfectionistic. I'm very workaholic. I don't stop. And I can work with that for hours. That's just who I am, you know? It's definitely mindset. basically, to summarize, a lot of this is mindset. 80% of it is mindset. 20% of it is actually putting the work in and doing it. Because people can say all this, like, I'm going to start a blog. I want to make money blogging. I want to go full time. I want to do this. But putting the effort in and actually doing it is how you're going to see results. You know, please don't be that person who says, I need to see something before I can believe it. I need to see evidence before I'm going to put in a lot of work. That's very dangerous. Like, I don't want to be like everyone else. Hey, maybe I will take a risk and go into content creation full time. We don't know what's in store for me in life. We don't know if I'm gonna go to college and be a doctor. We don't know if I'm gonna not go to college and just go full steam ahead on content creation, or just do both. I don't know, but right now my heart is in content creation, and right now I'm just trying to keep my grades up. I'm trying to keep my school in the right check and try and keep my content creation in the right check. I got the YouTube, I got the podcast right here, I got the social media, and you know, I want to get into ebooks, I want to get into coaching, I want to get into blogging, private writing, I want to do all this stuff. I want to go down Twitch. Twitch is an amazing platform to make money, actually. Subs, tips, bits, one of the best platforms to make money, actually, and a great place to vocalize your thoughts. Like I said, people want to see you face to face. That's a very good method of trust. So doing live events on Twitch is awesome, very awesome. But yes, just, yeah, get going on that audio blog, get going on that private writing. But really, to summarize, the biggest invention is really yourself. You have to be working on yourself every day. Think, where can I improve? Where can I be better? You know, it's all creating is recreating. So each time you make something, next day think about, how can I perfect this? How can I make this better? You make crap content, but then you learn from it. You say, oh, each time you implement, each day you add on 1% to reach the whole. It's a process. People don't just blow up in one day. Ninja didn't blow up in one day. He took 7 freaking years of hard work. You have to look at how people got to where they are instead of jumping to conclusions saying, this guy blew up in 1 month. Let me try it too. People put work to get to where they are. The harder you work, the luckier you get. Luck is definitely a small element of it, but it's definitely the hard work, having a good network, and being willing to help and not give up and quit and believing in yourself. That's huge. Believing in yourself is huge. But yes, I think that's where I'm going to stop. I just want to let you know, like, if you listen to this whole podcast, I want to say thank you. Like, you keep me going. Like, you people keep me going. Like, I was looking through one of my most recent videos, How to Get Your Fans as a Blogger. If you want to watch it, get going watching that one. I was, like, the 6th search out of the top dogs on YouTube. I looked up blogging, and that's a very, very saturated search term, keyword. I looked up blogging, I swiped down a few times, and I found my video. Like, that, you don't know how, you know, something, maybe you're probably thinking, like, what does that mean? Like, something as simple as that means progress. Sometimes the unknown means progress. You have to be willing to take a risk. You have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing to step into that dark hole and not know what's going to happen. That's what all of us have in common. Whether you're a hobby blogger or your blogger who takes this seriously, you don't know what's going to happen, but you have to just keep pushing, keep moving, keep taking action. Sometimes the unknown means progress, and I definitely want to keep staying true to that virtue. But yes, I don't want to keep you going unless you're that guy or girl who listens to podcasts that can be up to an hour. Like, kudos to you. I want to let you know, you guys are amazing busy bee bloggers, writers. You guys are incredible. If you work a 9-to-5, you're in college, at school, and blogging, keep pushing, keep doing it. I'm balancing content in high school. You can do it too. If I can do it, you can do it, okay? I love you guys. Like, you guys mean so much to me. Like, I can't even, like, fathom, like, Like, I never thought I would be at this place. Like, I started out not even knowing how to speak to people. Like, I had trouble talking to my family members and this. I can talk in front of a camera. I can do podcasts. I can do social media. I can pose on Instagram. I can... It's incredible. But I just want to let you know that if you feel like you want to quit, don't quit. You have what it takes. Like, sometimes I have days where I feel like I want to quit, but I just want to let you know, sometimes the unknown means progress.
Be willing to put 12-hour work days and not see any work pay, and put blood, sweat, and tears being the last knees if you want to see that work pay. Take those risks. Take those sacrifices. Miss out on Starbucks a few days. You know, miss a few hours of sleep. You know, kind of miss out on a paycheck. These are risks you have to take if you truly want to be a full-time blogger for years to come. And I tell you this advice that you need to hear because I care, and I want you to go out there and crush it and make it and be that blogger I wish you could be. Yeah, that's it. Don't forget to find your place in our space. I am so grateful for you. You mean so much to me, and you're the bomb. Like, I'm so grateful that you stood here this long to listen to my weird voice. But the YouTube is out there. The podcast is here if you want to hang out more. The social media is out there. Everything's out here for free, and it's, like, the best. So, yep. Don't forget to, you know, subscribe. Do that 5-star review so that our podcast is higher in the searches and whatever. And, yeah, I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.